Blog Talk Radio.
One, two, three, go. I will always have a life for that to be part. Bittersweet relationship starts from the heart. Imagine if you woke up and felt it's all a dream. I feel that every day and turn my life into a movie screen. But I would never trade it or think to let it go. I want to show the world and give them all a chance to know. Feeling deeper, feeling deeper, I can only take you deeper. Take a breath, feel the burn. Life has its crazy cycles, and that's the end of your turn. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Thirsty Thursdays with your host, the Dream Teacher. I hope you all are having a very beautiful and special Thursday night, as it is very, very intense for myself as well. Tonight, I have a special guest with me. Merrick Diesel will be talking and chatting with me. Merrick, tell everybody hello.
Oh, Thirsty Thursday.
You're not very loud, mister.
I'm pretty excited because I'm pretty thirsty.
Oh, you should be because you're about to get quenched.
Oh, shit, that was a good joke, dude. I haven't heard a joke like that in a fucking week.
Right. All right, tonight we will be talking about coping mechanisms. How do you cope with trials and tribulations of everyday life? Have your mechanisms helped or hindered you through your physical path on this earth? So tonight we will be talking about the things that we have done to cope through life, and you can feel free to call in and tell us how you have been coping with your life and all the crazy things that happen in it. I know mine is pretty crazy, and there's some pretty weird things that happen to me, so I have really weird ways of coping with them. So how about you, Merrick? What are your coping mechanisms, and what do they
cry
you
in your
life?
I pretty much just cry all the time.
You what?
Pretty much just cry all the time.
You cry all the time?
Yeah, you know, I'm just a bitch.
It's totally okay. Emotional.
Probably just my battle buddy helps me out a lot, honestly. I always talk to him. I talk to you a lot. I wouldn't really fucking say that they're coping mechanisms, but it makes it easier. It doesn't make it, I don't know, it's hard to explain. It makes it easier for me, but I don't really ever cope. It's just, I kind of realize that I just have to deal with it, and that's how I cope.
Well, yeah, I guess in my mind, it's kind of the same thing, coping and dealing with things to me. Just kind of sounds
right,
like
yeah.
The same thing.
It's just like, pretty much what happens is when I'm in a bad mood or when I know that something's bothering me, I buy a bunch of shit.
Yeah, that's always nice. I love going and shopping and buying tons of stuff. It always keeps your mind energetic, and new things just always bring delight, especially for me and obviously for you as well.
Right. Like, as you know, the past week I've been pretty depressed. I bought like fucking $600 worth of stuff. I feel a little better.
Sometimes you just gotta take your mind off the depressing things, and unfortunately, money is a very easy way to do that.
You know what? It kind of might sound bad, but I mean, honestly, it's not, because if I have the money to spend, I might as well, right? People think it's, like, so bad to spend your money on things you want, but it's like, I don't need anything. What else do I need? I have everything I need.
Very true. You got water, air,
food, shelter, you're good.
Right, I don't even have to pay for any of that. Exactly. So I should have spent a lot of money on stupid shit. I think people are just jealous of me. They're just mad that I can spend money on stupid shit. They're like, what the fuck? Spend money on stupid shit, why can't he eat? I'm fucking badass, that's why.
Everybody spends money on stupid shit. Like, a Snuggie? Who the hell buys a Snuggie? Like,
I really want one, so don't talk shit, please. Because I really fucking want one.
But seriously, you do not need that to sustain life. People still buy it, you know?
It would be so fucking cool to have, though.
Yeah, maybe if you're trying to avoid... Maybe if you're trying to avoid a radiating bomb or something. It looks like a lead bat. It looks like a lead vest or something.
So fucking cool. It's like this. I'll give you a perfect example. Like, my dad took out some money out of his out of one of his savings bonds, like, accounts, because he had to fix the furnace. But then he thought, well, maybe I should just get a really fucking big TV instead. And so now they have no heat, but he's got a big TV.
That's too funny. Which one is more of a necessity?
Exactly. Honestly, he needs the fucking heat, because now they're living with, like, fucking candles and shit.
Oh my gosh, why is my show not streaming? What is going on? Hang on a second. People in the chat room, let me know if you can hear this, if it's coming in loud and clear. Let's see. Just let me know. Oh, it's Kamara's birthday. Happy birthday, Luke. Oh my gosh, that's crazy. You're going to have to call in and get a birthday reading. Maybe if you have balls to call in anytime soon. I don't know why people are so afraid of phone confrontation. Like, I don't get it. You don't get it. People seriously avoid the phone. Okay, good. You can hear me. Thank you very much. And again, happy birthday. You need to call in. Let's see. I don't know why it says my show is on but not streaming. So I do want to talk a little bit about the tags that I've posted here. There is a new development, and I wonder if I should say it now or later. I think I'm going to say it first. So, I should wait.
Yeah, I think you should.
Okay, I can do that. I'm going to take your intuition on that.
Okay. I mean, you don't have to. Probably do what you want, but...
That is true.
How do I get to the actual fucking Thirsty Thursday?
How do you what?
Search bar.
Go in the search bar, or you can just go to my Facebook page. And
yeah, but I already logged in. But I logged in though.
On
radio.
Oh, okay. Just simply go to on air episodes.
Oh, okay, that's easy. On air.
You'll find the episode. Just look for my picture. But anyways, I want to talk a little bit more about coping mechanisms. Now, this is something that I've been battling with back and forth in my mind and, like, trying to figure out how to cope through life. Now, I've had some very, very depressing experiences, and they've made me feel very, like, horrible in lots of ways. And I know everybody goes through, you know, many different depressing experiences. And I have chose to handle mine in different ways. For example, I picked up smoking. That is one thing that I'm not too proud of. And it's a way for me to hate my life, I guess. It's like, oh my gosh, I hate my life so much, I don't want to live that long, so I'm going to smoke a cigarette and take away some of my life. Well, unfortunately, that is the way I have felt. And, you know, I didn't want to keep going and, you know, having just bad depressing thoughts. And that's why I just smoke cigarette. And it didn't start that way. It started off as me socially hanging out with people. And after drinking and parties in high school, you know, we would go smoke a cigarette, whatever. And it was just the thing to do, I guess. And we just all kind of connected that way, just while smoking cigarettes. And now I'm learning other ways to connect with people. And smoking is not one of them. I mean, of course, I still connect with certain people when I smoke a cigarette, especially going out on break at work. And that's, like, the hardest time. Like, if I ever wanted to give up smoking, that's going to be the hardest thing ever because everybody gets a smoke break, you know, and it's like, oh, I want to be out there. I want to be smoking a cigarette. I want to know what's going on. What's So that is one of my coping mechanisms, but you know what? There's many, 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 many others. For example, I give card readings to people, and you know, fortune cards, where they're really confused about a problem, and like we intuitively figure out what's going to happen, what's going on, and that's a way of coping. Also, horoscopes is a very, very popular coping mechanism. I think that a lot of people put a great amount of detail into their horoscope. It's just that sometimes it's not so good because horoscopes are generalized to your sun sign. And that's not the only thing affecting you. That's not the only planet. The sun is not the only planet affecting you. The star, I should say, in this year. All the other planets have an effect on you no matter what. You're born with them, and if you're born on this earth, then you have some planetary aspects that change your life. And let's see, there's a lot of many, many, many other coping mechanisms: watching TV, shooting up heroin, exercising, many of them, driving, drinking pop. Oh my goodness.
I'm actually using a coping mechanism right now.
What's that?
I'm drinking beer and playing video games.
Okay, there you go. That's definitely one of your coping mechanisms.
It definitely
is. How does
that
make you feel exactly?
Makes me feel like I want to get wasted.
Okay, I see that. And does that accomplish anything for you?
What did you say?
Does that accomplish anything for you?
What, that I want to get wasted?
Yeah.
Yeah, it accomplishes I'll probably get wasted. But I mean, like, honestly, like, future, like, long-term, no.
Okay. As long as
I'll probably get an argument with my girlfriend again tonight because that's what happens when I drink.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm not trying to, but honestly, that's probably what's going to happen. But I'm going to try my best not to.
Well, it seems like you've already got your future planned out for you.
No, it's just like, once you see it happen so many times, it's kind of hard to not think that, you know? But I'm just going to, you know, talk to her for a couple minutes and tell her I'm tired so I don't argue with her. That's my plan.
Well, hopefully she doesn't listen to the show. That's all I'm saying.
Hopefully she what?
Doesn't listen to the show.
No, she's at her friend's. They're doing some, she's about to graduate from college tomorrow, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they're doing some pre-planning stuff or something.
Okay. Well, I would like to let everybody know that if they would like to call in and either get a reading, talk about their coping mechanisms, the lines are totally open. The number is 646-727-2870. And actually, I'm going to play a song here, and I do have to send out a mass text message to people because I promised I would message them when the show was on. So enjoy the song. I do not own the rights to any of this. This is Leona Lewis, Brave. Meg, you have to put your phone on mute because we can hear you.
I have to do what?
Put your phone on mute because people can hear you when the song's on.
Oh, okay.
All right, thank you. Here's the song.
Believe in me, I will.
That's enough of that. Sorry about that. I just had to play a little bit more because I was still running on my contacts. Anyways, got some people in. Good shit. Woo! Alright, what'd you say? I hear you.
I was jamming out. Actually,
well, that was good. Okay. So again, we are taking calls tonight. You can call in to talk to us, and again, I will be giving readings for people. And then Merrick is very good at motivation, so I'm sure he will be.
I am in the army, so.
What's that?
But I am in the army, so.
So what does that have to do with anything?
Motivation.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm here all motivated to be in. I don't know. I'm not really motivated, but I'm good at making other people motivated.
Ah, yeah, exactly. You have that Mars energy, so it's definitely very good for you to provoke motivation in other people. I was just doing this. Oh, my gosh. I feel like I've drained all my energy. I had a phone call before this about this guy that is very confused about his sexual orientation, and, like, he just, you know, did not know, you know, what was going on. He couldn't understand his feelings, and, like, I ran through everything with him, and, you know, so we ran and looked through his chart, and looking up his chart was very interesting. It helps explain a good few things. Also, I would like to mention, if you do want a chart reading as well as a reading, then, you know, you can definitely call in. All you have to do, you have to know your birth time. Please know your birth time. It's very important that you do, because, you know, we can give a general kind of reading about your astrology and your astrological chart, but it's way, way, way better when you actually know what time you were born, so we can be as precise as possible. So please do not call in unless you know your birth time. Otherwise, you can call in just to get a normal reading. So,
or just to bring up a nice subject to talk about, that'd be nice.
Well, I mean, I have lots to talk about, so that has.
Or something, you
don't you worry.
Hey, so do I know this person that is confused?
I don't know if you do, but I was talking about you too, and they didn't know it.
Oh, nice. Like, I'm just in your, oh, shit, bad guy. Sorry, this is a bad guy.
Oh, Jesus. You and your game.
I'm sorry, it's just like, I love to kill bad guys. Is that weird?
No, because they're bad.
Right, it's not even kill a good guy. Actually, right now I'm the bad guy. I am actually the communist.
Oh, boy.
Technically, I'm killing the good guy.
Well, I have a feeling that I want to dedicate the show to changing lives, since it's been happening all night to me. And like I said, people have been calling me. Literally, when I was on the phone with this person, like, 8 other people called me in the middle of it and, like, wanting to talk to me and wanting advice and give them readings and stuff. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, why can't you call my damn show? Most of them are too nervous or they don't have long distance. And I'm like, what the hell? Excuses. So I very much appreciate and thank all of you that are here today. And you aren't coming up with any excuses. So my heart goes out to you. And you are the reason that I am here doing this. So thank you very much. I have very much love and gratitude towards you. So I want to talk about one of my main tags here. Now, it's the Bradham Castle Center of Lights, okay? Now, this is one of the most amazing things ever that I've ever encountered. It was publicly announced yesterday on MCSSR's show last night, and I was there with psychic medium Lizzie Starr, and she finally announced the Bradham Castle Center of Light will be opening. And what it is a school based off of the book Harry Potter, as you all know, I'm sure. And what it's going to be doing is it's centering around, it provides adults a place to experience the finding that we all have within ourselves and assisting them in finding this path in life. So many people are lost spiritually. Lizzie Starr believes with all of her heart that spirit is preparing us for a greater understanding and a greater love. So it is her intention to bring to all of us the Bradham Castle Center of Light, a place centered in unconditional love that will provide a safe place for children and adults alike trying to understand their gifts, the possibilities, and the knowledge that they seek and have not been able to find, to come closer to the one universal energy that are. How beautiful is this? Like, I think this is one of the most beautiful opportunities ever. It's literally a school based off of Hogwarts from Harry Potter, and it's going to be specializing in psychic, spiritual aspect to life. It's absolutely beautiful. I've in my heart that something like this is going to open up. And here it is. I am so excited. So what I'm going to do, we're going to need a lot of support. Kathleen, hello, darling. Thank you for coming. Very good to see you here. What I'm doing is sending the link in the chat, and you can click on it and go to the link, sign up, put your name in there, and what we'll be doing is they are creating a daisy chain, and what it is you donate $2 and you put up a daisy, and we're trying to raise like $2 million, something like that, to open the school. So $2 donated from 1 million people all over the world is going to be absolutely phenomenal and more than enough money to fund this whole thing. So I am going to get very involved, and my goal is to be teaching here. I'm actually in the process of creating my own class now and my own, you know, whole routine and all that fun stuff. So hopefully I will be in Florida within the next few years when this place opens up. I'm very excited to be sharing this with you. And I, in complete respect and inspiration of Lizzie Starr, I want to present this idea to you and in my show because I want it to get out there as much as possible, as does many, 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 many other people. So all you need to talk about is, you know, the Harry Potter school. That's all, like, that's the big, big thing that's going to be really brought into attention. I remember sitting there reading Harry Potter myself and just wishing, absolutely wishing that this place was real. And now it is totally, totally happening. I'm very excited.
Pretty pumped.
Isn't it so cool? Like, how cool is that?
I want to learn how to... I hope I don't forget my wizard stick.
Don't forget your wizard stick.
Don't forget your wild owl. I'm going to doggone alley.
Oh my gosh. It's going to be fun. I can feel it already.
In all honesty, that sounds pretty exciting. I'm not even joking.
Right? Like, it's so beautiful. I'm so glad that she has finally done this and somebody has taken the initiative. Again, click the link in the chat and sign up, subscribe to Lizzie Starr's little email thing so that you can get the updates and keep updated on what's going on. You can be in the know with the newest thing. And this is going to be huge. This is going to be everywhere. Everybody's going to be talking about it. It's going to be known worldwide because we plan to get people in here and in the school teaching all around the world. All around the world. So,
around the world.
It's going to be big. It is already big. I feel it. You can just feel it. It changes the entire energy as soon as it's mentioned anywhere. Absolutely beautiful. So, that is something that I want to add. Let's see. What else? There's a couple other things. Oh, yeah. We talked about the coping mechanisms, which is fine. The main reason why I brought up coping mechanisms for tonight's topic is that what we're doing here is a coping mechanism. If you guys are upset, if you guys, you know, are feeling a little anxious, depressed about life, I want you to come here. This is a way to cope with life. You know, talking with other people is an excellent form of coping and dealing with life. When you can talk and communicate and relate to other people, it is a phenomenal feeling and experience. It's so rewarding for you and the other person. And you know what? It affects many other people around you, not just the other person that you're communicating with. It affects people on a broader basis. Just imagine how many people that person that you've talked to communicates with, and how many people they talk with, and how many people they talk with, and on and on and on and on and on. It's a ripple effect, and it truly is amazing. That's what we're doing here. We're creating ripples. And if you have something to talk about, again, you can go ahead and put your 2 cents in. That's totally fine. But if you'd also like a reading, give us a call and press number 1 on your phone. Raise your little hand so I can call on you. But that being said, Merrick, would you like a reading tonight?
I'd love one, actually.
Would you? Okay.
It depends.
This is going to be a good reading, I have a feeling. What I'm going to do is I'm shuffling the cards for you and connecting you via intuition, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Listen, this is what I want you to do for me.
Excuse me?
I'm not going to like what I said. This is what I want you to do for me. And I'm not going to like what I hear. I don't want you to tell me.
Okay, well, you either want a reading or you don't, buddy. I don't. If you want a reading, I'll give it to you straight up as it is. But if not, then, you know, if you want
all right,
to, you got to take it with each consequence, whether it's good or bad.
Let's go for it.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Now what I'm going to do is shuffle the cards for you and connect you via intuition. What I need you to do is I need you to focus on my voice. And every time, I want you to count from 1 to 7 in increments. Every time you say a number, I'm going to draw a card for you. But this time, what I want you to do is imagine that number, the number that you're on, so for example, 1, you start at 1, I want you to imagine 1, the very center of your forehead, okay? Put that number at the very center of your forehead. And then when you say the number, you send it to me, okay?
Okay.
Just use your imagination and start counting in increments from 1 to 7 whenever you're ready.
1. Two. Three. Four. 5, 6, 7.
All right, beautiful. Now, in case you were wondering, that is a little bit of a form of hypnosis. Okay, and what it does is it's a state of self-hypnosis. You deepen yourself, and you make yourself feel really good. Okay, now, caller, I will get to you. Just hang on momentarily. I promise we will get to you on the floor, so just please hold. All right, now this is very good. The only negative card that you have is the bird, and it's your very central card. So your fears and alarms are going to be played on a lot in the next 24 hours, okay? That's your central focus, and it's going to be brought out. You're going to see it. Now, the first card that you
have... I'm going to think about what I'm worried about a lot?
No. Just listen, okay?
Okay.
The first card is the heart, okay? And, of course, it's very concerned with matters of the heart. And I think you have a strong love in place. It has to do with money and lack of money, okay? Now, there's like an obstacle that you have to come over. The mountain is next to the owl. So it's pretty much one of your biggest fears. And it's going to revert you into a childlike state, okay? It's going to be very, it's confusing, okay, because it's next to the book, and the book is closed, so that means there's still information to be discovered, which means you've got to do some more digging, you got to do some more research, you got to find out some more information.
Okay.
Now, the central card is the owl, which again represents fear. So, your fears and alarms are going to be provoked. And it might have to do because of money, just because it's the card that it's next to. But you have such a good heart, and you're so bold and strong, and you have good, loyal people around you. So make sure you always take note of that and keep that in your heart.
I have a question.
What's that?
You obviously know what I'm thinking about that this could mean, right? Like, you obviously know what, like, I think that I will be worried or what will provoke me, right?
You know what? I can't say that I do because I have a little bit of a biased opinion.
Okay, well, I think that it's going to be... I mean, you know what I'm thinking about, obviously, that the problems are going to have to do with my girlfriend, right?
Yeah, with the girlfriend, freaking out, blah, blah, blah.
That might not even be what it is. I might just be thinking that's what it is, right? This could be something totally different, right?
Mm-hmm. Very much so. I think you and I both know what it is, but it's something that you are not comfortable with yet.
Okay, well, what's your opinion?
My opinion is, of course, to always confront any feelings that you have and to always, always be true to yourself and notice what you are either being drawn to or what works in your life. When things work in your life and when things, like, you know, when it just clicks, then you should probably keep going with it. That's my advice for anybody that, you know, is having trouble or hard times or, like, trying to find something reliable in their life, which seems to be what you are doing. You're trying to find something that is reliable for you, that's going to be there, you know, and especially with your crazy, crazy infatuation with this love relationship. It's got you on a stronghold, and you found it. You've actually found somebody that loves you back, and you love just as much. It's like that equal thing. But sometimes we can all fall out of love. Sometimes relationships are only supposed to be there for us to learn from. And the biggest thing that I have to say is that if you didn't learn from a relationship, then you shouldn't have been in it in the first place.
The biggest thing I have to say is, to be completely honest with you, the way things are going between me and this person, like as of right now, I don't think that that's what this reading was about. So, like, you know, obviously that's going to be my first thought is that it's going to be about that. But the way things are going right now, I don't think that I don't think that it's about this. I think it's about something else. You said stuff about money shortage and, like, worrying and that it could be because of the money problem and, like, that has, like, nothing to do with anything that me and this person are going through right now. So, like, I'm just, like, I need to stop thinking one-sidedly, if you know what I mean. Like, I need to stop thinking that all these problems that you're talking about and you're telling me in my reading are just between me and her, you know what I'm saying?
You're the only one interpreting that way. I meant it on a very broad and extreme sense. I wasn't just talking about the relationship. I was actually speaking from my own heart.
Okay, so what do you mean by that?
That's the only place I give advice from, is from my own heart and my own experience. And that's the only way that I talk to you and I talk to everybody else, especially when they confide in me and they have compassion towards me. That's the only thing that I want to give them.
Well, that's good, because that's what I want to hear. From my packages.
What's that?
So answer the caller. I want to talk to him.
All right. Well, we do have two callers. We're going to bring in the 614 area code first. Please tell me your name, and I'm pretty sure you're calling from Columbus, so let's put you through. Hello, caller. What's your name?
My name's Dane.
Dane?
Dane.
Oh, what's going on, Dane?
Not much, man.
So what can we do for you?
I love a lot of us. Lots of no onion. And the pickles. And the and the sweet and sour sauce all over my body.
Isn't it pussy?
All over my pussy. I can't hear you, BK Broiler.
Are you there, Mary? Hello?
What? Hey.
Okay, well, they hung up. That was pretty fun. I'm pretty sure that was my friends from Columbus. They're crazy. Okay, we're going to bring on a different caller. We're going to bring on area code 440-413. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Please tell us your first name.
It's Evie. Hi.
Oh,
hi. Hey, girl. Hi.
Hey, girl. Hi, Murray.
Hey, I got to tell you where I was, Smith.
I know. I was at a funeral. I had funeral stuff, so I haven't been playing. My bad.
I bought it today. I just bought it.
Well, just got it? Ooh, fun. Can't wait to play.
Yeah,
I want my chart read. Like, you
ooh,
know,
the you
panic.
Want your chart read. Okay,
the panic.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm very excited. I've been doing really good at chart readings today, so you are in luck.
Do you need my birthday?
I do. I need your birthday.
August 4th, 1987. And I was born at 4:55
a.m. 4:55
a.m.
All right.
Yeah.
Let me just run this through a little system. Oh, wait. What city or town? In Hawaii, right?
Yeah, Honolulu.
You were born in Hawaii? How badass.
Hell yeah. That's why I'm so dark.
Yeah, right. All right, here we go. Oh my goodness, I'm excited to see your chart because it's going to be crazy, girl. Crazy.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Right,
hold on, I'm
so
putting you on speaker. Hold on. Okay, there you go.
Okay. Now, of course, you know that your sun is in Leo. Okay, so you're very outgoing, overflowing, generous, always the leader, center of attention. You seldomly fail to exhibit your strong emotions. Very proud of yourself, hardcore enthusiasm, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Very dramatic as well and expressive. That's definitely you. Always big-hearted and full of appreciation and love the finer things in life. All right. So now we're going to go to your moon sign, okay?
Okay.
Your moon is in Sagittarius. Okay, and Sagittarius is another fire energy. So you have a fire as your sun sign and a fire as your moon sign. So you're very fiery, very hot. And The moon symbolizes your memory and conditioning, your habitual, instinctive, unconscious side of your nature, and therefore the most predictable. So this is your emotional side, and your moon is in Sagittarius, so you're very enterprising. You can even be happy in austere settings because you have an innate awareness for future possibilities and prospects. Religion, truth, and the world of philosophy are of great interest to you. You have a knack for understanding opinions, ideologies, and how people form them. So that makes you a good, like, politic or giving you a good political mind.
I always wanted to be a president.
You totally could if you want to be. Let's see. You definitely bring a sense of honesty to any group. You're freedom-loving, independent, and sometimes you're a little bit remote. But you are definitely not bound by your emotions, and you are much of a domestic person, preferring to align your life with activities concerning things on a bigger scale. So let's see. Your Mercury is in Cancer. Now, Mercury it represents mentality, like words, thoughts, ideas, and ways of communication. So your Mercury is in Cancer. So you sense things with the mind, and you understand that feelings are thoughts, too. So what does this or that thought mean? Where is it pointing? These are questions that you ask yourself. You use subjective rather than objective logic, like your intuition and gut instinct. So poetry, music, and the arts will interest you, as do like psychology and psyche. And that gives you your natural, that's like based on your communication and like your words and thoughts and ideas. That's what Mercury is to you. Now your Venus is in Leo, and Venus is all about relationships, wealth, and how you come into balance. Let's see, it's like one of the beautiful, Venus represents beauty, and it's about the things that we love, that we feel comfortable with, and that appeal to us. So like our desires, luxuries, and enjoyments can all be related to Venus. Now your Venus is also in Leo as well. So again, giving you an even bigger heart, you have big love, and you're seldomly petty. You have very grand, big gestures of your dramatic scenes. You love freedom and greatness of feeling in your relationships. You could be generous to a fault, which is very true. You give so much of yourself, Evie, and it could be a fault at times, but that's such a beautiful way. That's so beautiful for you. I think it's just an absolutely beautiful thing, personally, myself, because I love when people just give. It's a way better feeling than receiving. That's what she said. Okay. So, oh, wait, hang on. I want to say hello to everybody in the chat room. Whopper No Onion, whoever that is.
Okay, yeah, dude.
Hopefully the show is on. I think it should be here. Merc Diesel, hello, Merc. Guest 5378, you can sign up for a free account so that way we can recognize your name and we can better interact with you in the chat. And Britty 621, hello, dear. Thanks for coming. Okay. Your chart, yeah. Damn, Evie, you are so fiery. Okay.
I know.
Your Mars is also in Leo, so you're always at center stage and entertaining others, which is very cool. Your Jupiter is in Aries, another fire sign. Oh my gosh. Jupiter is always about success and empowerment. It's the planet that shows us how we search for meaning in our lives. And with the Aries energy, you set your career sights on a field where you can take charge, something challenging and in which you can operate free from restrictions. Because of your ability to follow impulses, you will often be the one who takes the initiative, always walking points, quote unquote. You tend to be a loner, confident, single-minded, and focused. And you draw luck into your life by pushing events, by being direct and moving toward clearly defined goals. So how do you relate to that? When are the moments that you feel luckiest in your life?
Is that a question right now?
Yeah.
Um, When I have a job, when I make lots of money, I feel luckier. I feel like my luck changes, you know?
Okay, exactly. See, when you push the events, when you push them and you bring them into direct movement, that's when you get lucky. And, oh, Tyler, hello. Oh, my God. He's so funny. He's Whopper No Onion. Did you just call in, Ty? Oh, my gosh. Oh, Courtney's here, Miss Inspiration. She's totally listening in. Hello, dear. Hi, Courtney. Thanks for coming, hon. All right. We're going to go back. Okay, apparently Leo gives Ty a boner. Oh, my goodness. Oh, no, my show does.
Oh, that is disgusting. I have burnt ears.
He is too funny. Okay, next we're going to go to Saturn. Your Saturn. Jesus, Evie. It's in Sagittarius, which is a fire sign. Oh, my goodness. No wonder why you're so fiery and animate and burning up. You're welcome.
Did you hear me?
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. There is a list given to your ambition. Since Saturn represents, he's like the prince of the material world, okay? Saturn is given the personified image of a prince, and it's all about how you learn self-discipline and your duty, whether you like it or not. So sometimes this can be regarded as a negative planet and things that you just have to learn. And let's see, you have innate coolness and conservatism warmed by Saturn and its expansive nature of Sagittarius. So it's giving you a philosophical and even inspirational attitude towards your duties and obligations. You also realize that long-term results can be made good only through careful planning. So you are definitely one to plan stuff out, and good results come when you plan things out. Does that sound about right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Okay, now we're going to move on to Uranus, or your anus, as some of them like to call it. And guess what it's in? Guess what it's in? Sagittarius, another fire sign. My God. Oh, my gosh. Okay, now, Uranus is all concerned with the non-conventional or conformist way of thinking. It's very much about disorder and surprise. So being in Sagittarius, it comes up like that, very fiery, very instantaneous. You have new philosophical ideas for the future and new approaches to travel and explorations of all kinds. Long journeys may seem to interest you, and you may startle others with your direct conversations, always getting right to the nitty-gritty. I'm pretty sure we experienced that in work. You enjoy being alone, free, and on the move. Oh, my gosh. We've had some crazy conversations there.
Dirty. You're dirty.
Courtney, talk in the chat room. Oh, my God, Ty, you're crazy. Everybody interact in the chat room because Ty is crazy. He's too funny. Apparently there's a fire in his anus. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's too funny. Okay, so we're going to move on to Neptune. And for once, Neptune is in Capricorn. Capricorn is an earth sign. Neptune represents your desires, the divine discontent, if you will. It's the... these are the things that come to you as insolvable problems, quote-unquote. But it's going to give, Neptune gives you the ability to see the cosmic humor in almost anything, to laugh at life's absurdities. So when this comes to you, it comes in the form as, the energy form is Capricorn, which is the practical is the ideal. Form follows function. You have a dream of being in control, the puppet master. You're very interested in tradition and tend to be dignified and conservative. You believe in an orderly society led by benevolent monarchs, those who can see what to do. And when sometimes when you feel you're in a society that is led by horrible people, you tend to not be able to solve many problems in your life, and that it just gets overwhelming for you and anxious and makes you just lose your will to dream. So just know that practical is very
important. Oh, my God.
Your dreams. All right. Well, we're going to do the last one, Pluto. Now, everybody has, well, at least everybody around my age, we all have Pluto in Scorpio, and that is our generation. We are amazing. Now, this is about our generation, and I'm pretty sure everybody here has a Pluto in Scorpio, so I'm just going to read it for everybody. With a Pluto in Scorpio, you tear through appearances in an effort to get beneath, behind, and at the heart of essence. You may find psychology, initiation, mysticism, and the occult of great interest. Intense personal change and inner growth are lifelong habits. So listen, guys, we're always going to be changing. We're always going to be growing. That's our life. That's what we were made to do. We're here as a generation to change the world as they have done it before. Oh, Tyler, don't even. Pluto is just as much of a planet as any other one. And if we count Chiron and all those other asteroids, they affect us on a very, very, very high level. We just don't notice it. Let's see. Now, do you have any specific questions about your makeup? Because you do also have 12 houses that you have different planets and signs in, and they help make up who you are. But it gets really long and detailed. So if you do have a specific question, I can run through it. Like, if you have a question about relationship or about significant others or transformative experiences, anything that you are thinking about, just go ahead and run through.
So why does it make sense that why I'm homo?
Now, that's, let me see. I'm going to check your Venus. Venus is all about love.
I'll check your Venus.
Okay.
In your anus.
I'm going to take my Venus and put it in your anus. Shut up. Okay, there's an interesting thing here. You have a Venus square to Pluto, which means when you love with energy and passion, and you have so much fire in you that you always, like, follow your heart, okay? And you will follow it no matter what. No matter what happens, you're going to have crazy changes and transformative experiences. And that's what Pluto, your Venus and Pluto, it's a square to Pluto. That's just the link that it has. But it's something that you feel so passionate. Pluto is a very, very passionate planet. And there's also, you have a moon sesquiquadrant to Uranus. And what that is, now Uranus is all concerned about the revolutionary or nonconformist ways of thinking. So that kind of tells me about the gay aspect to it. It's you cherish your whatever is different and out of the ordinary in your life. So you're going to value and appreciate and take the beauty from the non-ordinary things in life. And I think that explains a little bit why you are gay and that you find being in a relationship with a girl is way more satisfying to you because you're following your passion and you're going out of the ordinary. And, of course, you have a big heart, so you want to express it in any means possible because your Venus is in Leo. Again, it gives you that hardcore, fiery passion. And I can only imagine that all of your relationships have been very, very passionate. You know, the ones that really mean something have been very intense, fiery, and passionate. Those are the main words for you, and especially your relationships.
Okay,
so,
that makes
sense. How do you
feel? Makes sense.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's me.
In a nutshell.
In a nutshell.
I'm glad I just talked about you for a half hour. Do you have any questions on, or would you like a reading tonight?
Oh, no, I'm good. I'll let other people get on here. I've been on here a minute.
Okay. Well, I mean, we don't have any other callers right now, but up to you.
Sure. Why not?
All right. Good shit. Okay. Now, this is a very simple card reading. I think you've seen these cards before. And what we do is we connect via intuition, and we pick out a little layout for what's going on. So we'll do a 7-card reading, which is like the next day or so, the next 24 hours. So what I need you to do is count in increments from 1 to 7, and every time you say a number, I'm going to draw a card for you. But what I want you to do is whenever you say a number, I need you to imagine placing that number in your head and put it right in your very middle of your forehead, right where that third eye is. I need you to imagine putting that number there. And when you say the number, it's going to send out to me, okay? Can you do that?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now go ahead and start at 1 whenever you're ready.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
All right, beautiful, dear, beautiful. All right, we're going to do the reveal. Oh, my goodness, this is crazy. Okay. Now, this looks a little intense. Now, okay, let me just look at this and get a feel for it. Your central card is the woman. I feel this directly relates to your mother. Okay? And I have a feeling that, let's see. Okay, it's surrounded by the moon and the garden. So it's there's some kind of new invitation, something new that's coming up that is going, it's forecasted and overshadowed by that beauty and luminescence of the moon. Now, it could be to this gathering of some sorts, and I need to warn you about it. Because it's going to provoke your fears, and it's going to rob you of something if you're not careful. And the very first card is the heart. I think you're going to be putting your heart into something that needs it to be cut off from. Okay? Mm-hmm. I think you're going to put your heart into something that is going to end up hurting you in the end. And what you can do is you can cut yourself off from it. You can cut yourself off from those fears. You can cut yourself off from losing anything because there's this people around you that wants to eat away at you constantly. And it's the mouse came up. The mouse is next to the garden, which is next to the woman. And when the mouse comes up, it's a robber mouse. It's not a good mouse. And it represents a loss rather than a gain. Do you know what I'm saying? Like a mouse, you know, kind of nitpicks and eats away at yourself. Or, you know, what I always get is I get this, right now I'm getting an image of this mouse gnawing at a rope. And it's gnawing and gnawing and gnawing and gnawing and gnawing, and it takes time, but eventually that rope snaps. You know what I'm saying? And once that rope snaps, who knows what's on the other end, what it's holding up, you know, what it's holding together. I don't want to see you snapping that rope. I don't want to see anybody eating away at your string here. Because you need to keep your heart not tied to anybody else except that person that you already have it to. Don't let other influences bring you down. Because they're going to try. But just know that you have a wild, wild, crazy imagination. And it can overcome lots of things. You'll be surprised at what it can do. I promise you. So,
okay.
How do you feel about that? Any questions?
No, I could totally see where you come inside my mom in that. Because she makes me crazy.
Absolutely. I mean, I feel that just talking to you. And, of course, I know a little bit about your past history with that, but it's the central card, and it's just very predominant. I hope that, there's beautiful, it's like, it's such an interesting reading. It feels really complicated. Like, it's like that, the moon is next to the woman, and it's just like, it makes me feel like, there's this like, it's beautiful, like, side to it, but it reminds me of, like, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. It's like, it may look beautiful on this side, but like on the other side, it's not so beautiful. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Great, she's gonna flip the switch on me.
Well, you know what? Just know that you can cut yourself off from that, and it's gonna be okay, because moms are always supposed to be there for you, no matter what. That's what I'm saying. Well, you don't have any questions, or is that, are you good?
No, it's pretty self-explanatory. I totally get it.
All right, good shit. That's what I want. Well, dear, I'm glad you enjoyed your reading. Hopefully that gives you some inspiration and drive.
Yeah, makes
sense. And plenty for us to talk about.
Oh, yep.
You have no idea. You have no idea what we have to talk about. You are, oh, my God. All right, dear. Well, thank you so much for calling, and I'm so glad you called in. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I'm going to put you on hold here, and you can just either decide to listen or hang up. It's totally up to you. But again, thank you for calling in, and have a good night, hon.
You just bless.
All righty. Merg, are you there?
Cool.
All right. Making sure you're not sleeping on me here.
No, I'm still drinking like a beast right now, dude.
Oh, of course, of course. But of course. All right. So, if anybody else wants to call in to get a reading, the number is 646-727-2870. Just call, and we will be more than happy to talk. And
once again, the number is 911.
Negative. It is not 911. Do not call that number unless it's an emergency.
Somebody's going to call it. 10 bucks.
These dumb bitches, if they do, I'll smack them in the face.
Mentally and physically.
So, I just want to say hello. Hello, Courtney. Again, thank you for coming. And Ty, I never would have thought you would have came here ever in a million years. So thank you, man. That's very cool.
Proper Melanie.
Yes, that would be him.
Damn.
But again, if you would like a chart reading, please call in with your and have your birthday time written down or in your mind. Because I don't want to do a chart reading without it. It's not very accurate.
T-Dizzle.
What's up?
Yeah, I'm getting a phone call from the Madre. This phone call is like, or this, hold on a second. I'm getting a phone call from my mom. You just want to call me after the show's over?
Yeah, I can do that.
All right, I'll call in if I'm done before the show's over.
All right, man. Well, thank you for coming in. I appreciate it.
Of course,
nice
man. Just make sure you call me after the show, all right?
All right, will do. Take care. All right, and then there was one. I feel a little bit better. I like to be single, all up in my grill, doing my shit. Okay, so, again, if you'd like a reading, just go ahead and raise your hand, press 1, so I know you want to talk. Now, again, I do want to mention, I'm going to put it up in the chat room again. There is a new school being opened up. I'm very, 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 very excited about it. It is based off of Hogwarts from Harry Potter. So take a look. I just posted a link in the chat, the Bradham Castle Center of Light, and sign up for the report. It's the most amazing, amazing school that's going to be opening, and I plan on working there. Again, I've already started planning my courses and my classes. And I'm super, super excited to start teaching there. The school still has to be built. It's going to be built in Florida. And we need everybody's support. So we're looking, once everybody gets up and running and it is completely announced, we will be doing, well, actually, Lizzie Starr is the creator of this school. And she will be opening up donations, so people will be donating $2, and if we get, you know, over 1 million people to donate, it's going to be absolutely more than enough money to help fund and raise and start this beautiful, beautiful school. So please, get involved. I'm going to be there. A lot of other brilliant and beautiful people are going to be there as well. So if you are interested, get involved, get in it, go and work it. You can teach yourself if you come up with a certain class. How amazing would it be to teach in a school like Hogwarts? I mean, really, it's, for some of us, it's like a dream come true. I remember reading this as a kid, and it's just phenomenal. So please get involved. I highly, highly recommend it. Let's see. Now, there's been a lot of spiritual things happening with a lot of people. It's becoming more and more globally aware. People are becoming aware. They're becoming aware of their spirit selves. They're becoming aware of this global consciousness, the fact that we are all connected, working with one universal energy. The secret has been planted out there. Many, many movies have been shown out there to really open up your mind, and they're great, great tools for expansive learning and figuring out who you are and where you're coming from. I think that with this year, it's just been such a great year for awareness, and it's only the beginning. We're only in February. So take a look. Start becoming aware of what's changing around you, what's happening in your life, what's happening in the life of others. You know, for example, movies are becoming a really, really good way for awareness. For example, Avatar, if you haven't seen it, please, please go out and see that movie. It is phenomenal, absolutely life-changing. It is so spiritual, and it's a basic, it's an advanced and imaginative form of our world today. And I was a little upset when I was starting to hear that people started killing themselves after watching this movie. And you know what? After watching it, I could totally understand. But I didn't want it. I think that was just getting the wrong message out there. Let's see. We do have a caller. Oh, it's a Skype caller. 1111111111. Oh, we're going to put you through. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Brittany.
Hello, Brittany. Where are you calling from this evening?
Mentor.
From where? I'm sorry.
Mentor, Ohio.
Oh, okay, okay. How is Mentor treating you?
It's cold.
It's friggin' freezing here. So, would you like to call and talk, or would you like to get a reading tonight?
I was hoping to get a reading.
Okay, that's fine with me. All right. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going through the drill. I'm going to shuffle the cards and connect to you via intuition. What I need you to do is count in increments from 1 to 7, and every time you say a number, I'm going to draw a card for you. But what I need you to do is when you picture that number, I want you to picture it in your head and place it in the very center of your forehead. Imagine that number being placed in the very center of your forehead. And when you say the number, it sends out to me so we can give you a better, connected, and more precise reading. Can you do that?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Now go ahead and start at 1 whenever you're ready.
1. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
All right. Beautiful, dear. Absolutely beautiful. Now we're going to do the reveal for you. Ooh, okay, we have the anchor, the moon, the bird, the clouds, the flowers, the woman, and the tree. This is a very, very beautiful reading. Now, your central card is the cloud, which represents your thoughts. So thinking is going to be a lot on your minds in the next 24 hours. Ha, pun intended, that's pretty funny. But I'm going to be thinking a lot. And let's see, mainly about, I think your fears are going to be provoked here. Let's see, we have the anchor, which is first, which represents security and stability. So I think that you're starting to feel stable in your life, and that once you're stable, new things, new propositions come to you. The beauty of the moon is amazing. It's just enough light to light up your path, but not enough light to see exactly what's in front of you. And that's the amazing about, that's the beauty of the moon. It's just so amazing that you can come up and use your imagination and creativity to really mess around with what's on your path. But I think that's going to scare you a little bit. I think it's going to provoke you to be a little scared of creating your path. And it's going to make you think a lot. You're going to be, you know, probably overwhelmed in thoughts. And what's going to happen is I think that there is this feeling of young girls. You're going to be, there could be one in particular. I mean, I don't know your sexual orientation or anything, but like young girls seem to play a very important role in your life. They make you feel happy, positive, giddy, and they promote a lot of growth. And that's going to happen for you probably in the next 24 hours. Because we have the flowers, which represents this very, very positive flowering feelings. And it always represents this kind of young girl. When I get this, I always think of these young, gossipy girls laughing and joking, you know, about boys, whatever. And the fact that it's next to the woman tells me that it's very much girls. And this is going to promote a lot of growth within you, okay? It's next. The woman is next to the tree, and the tree is all about knowledge and, you know, life. And sometimes it would suggest, if it was your central card, it would suggest sitting under the shade to think a little bit. But you're already thinking, and that's going to help promote that growth. But that interaction with other people and this female energy, I feel very strongly about the female energy that's going to bring that growth for you. All right. So how do you feel about that? Do you have any questions?
I don't think so. I kind of feel like I have been thinking a lot, like, for, like, a really long time, so.
Well, hopefully that it's going to get your mind off it. I think you're going to notice the extremities tomorrow, probably, and, like, just how much you're thinking, and you're probably going to scare yourself almost. And you'll see that it's definitely not worth, you know, freaking out and feeling negative about. You got to notice that silver lining. Take those positive feelings that are coming to you and grow from them. That's all. Because all negative feelings are just positive ones waiting to be discovered. There's always a silver lining in those rain clouds, I promise. I just got done having this conversation like 3 times in a row tonight before the show even started. Well, if you don't have any questions, I hope that the reading was good, and I hope it made you feel better, at least.
Yeah, it did make me feel a little better.
Good, good. You're going to have to make sure that you call in next week to tell me how it went, or unless I have another show, keep updated.
All right, I will.
All right,
thank you
so much for calling in.
All right, bye.
Have a good night. All right, that was a beautiful caller. All right, we do have one more caller. Let's see, area code 646. I'm going to put you through. Tell me what your name is and where you're calling from, please.
This is Sharice.
Hello, Sharice. How are you?
I'm all right. You?
I am doing amazing tonight. Oh, my gosh. I'm in such a good mood tonight. It's so awesome.
Yeah, I can tell.
I've been helping so many people today. It just feels so good. Everybody just wants a reading for me and to talk, and it feels so good to finally be recognized. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, such a good feeling. Mm-hmm. Well, I know that you want a reading tonight, and that is quite all right with me. Are you ready for it?
Okay.
All right. Good stuff. You have a very... I feel like you're very inquisitive tonight. I wonder what you're wondering about. So let's find out. Okay, what I need you to do is count in increments from 1 to 7. Every time you say a number, I will draw a card for you. But what I need you to do on top of that is to take your imagination, and whenever you think of a number, I need you to place it in the direct center of your forehead, right where your third eye is located. And when you say that number, you're going to send it to me, so that way we can get a better, accurate, more intuitive reading for you, okay?
All right.
So go ahead and begin at one whenever you're ready.
Okay. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven.
Absolutely beautiful, dear. Okay. Now we're going to do the reveal for you. Ooh, okay. All right, this is exciting. All right, now your very central card is the Shamrock. So you are about to be so lucky. You're going to be so lucky. Okay, and I will tell you with what in a second. Now we have your first card is the Flowers. So you have very, very positive feelings, okay? And this is something that is destined. You're destined to have it. It's next to the cross. So it's like your destiny. And whatever is coming after is your destiny, okay? Make sure you remember that. The destiny card is before everything else. It's destined to happen. Now, it's next to the fox, so it could be some kind of trickery, a little bit of trickery work here. It's like being sly. It's like you have, I feel like I can see you almost like a fox yourself, like slunking and slinking around, being all tricky and suspicious and mysterious, and for some reason you're just going to get lucky with it. Like something's going to get lucky, and I think it might provoke this argument, some kind of quarrel. It could be in your workplace, but it's definitely somewhere where it's very social, lots of things are happening, and it's a place where love flourishes. So, I mean, for some people, it may be a workplace. Like myself, I have a couple planets that bring that all together. But it also could be like that social gathering, like, I don't know, people kick it at a library or on a porch or, you know what I mean? It's that social area, wherever you meet a bunch of new people. And let's see, that is next to the moon, which always suggests new invitations or new propositions. So I think some new things are definitely going to be coming to you. Now, I want to check real quick to see what the moon is going to be in tomorrow. Because that always, like, plays out. And whenever the moon, comes up, I definitely like to see. Okay, we're going into, from Capricorn. We're in Capricorn right now. And, no, I take that back. We're in Aquarius. All right. So I have a feeling this is going to relate to some kind of humanitarian proposition, something that is better for the whole world, if you know what I mean. Like, it's going to be better for all of humanity and all the whole global consciousness, the whole saving people or saving the world kind of attitude. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's going to definitely come to you probably because of this social interaction. And remember, this is all something that is destined to be. It's like you have destined luck, you have destined attitudes, destined people, destined situations. It's absolutely beautiful. And, you know, I am a little bit jealous because I wish things something like that for me.
Oh, please. I feel like right now I'm in a rut, though, you know? Maybe because I'm not seeing the bigger picture. Yeah.
I can hear that. But, you know, all you have to do is just get yourself out. And that's what I'm trying to do here, is there are positive feelings. The very first card is the Flowers. And it's so positive. It's so beautiful. You need to go and, like, chat with your girlfriends. You need girls, like, some kind of girly thing in your life. I don't know. Like, I mean, you can talk to me. I'm pretty much like a girl. I freaking have such a weird feminine energy. It's so crazy. So, like, I know that these positive feelings are going to flourish within you. I can feel it. Like, once that rut, you got to get in the rut to realize that the positive feelings even exist. You know what I mean? Because if you didn't feel the rut, you wouldn't feel the positive things. And like I said before, I just got done saying it. Every rain cloud has a silver lining.
Yeah, I heard that. And I was like, dang. Because I was listening to your show on my phone, though. And I'm like, yo, you have a good point with that one.
It's so true. Like, I mean, you have to look at negative, well, quote-unquote, negative experiences
mm-hmm.
as a positive waiting to come into fruition. That's all it is an opportunity for another positive experience. That's all negative things are. That's all, quote-unquote, bad things are. Because nothing bad ever happens to anybody. Just some different experience happens to people. That's all. You know, and you just got to take at it and look at it a different approach. Sometimes it just takes a complete change of mind. And you know what? Good friends. Oh, my gosh. I just pulled a couple cards for you. And it seems that some kind of man friend of yours is going to help bring these feelings into fruition for you. I love using that word for some reason. Just with the flowers.
Fruition?
No, why? It's just so perfect. But, like, you are totally going to have to wait a little bit. Patience, patience, patience is
such a virtue.
It really is. It's something that we all have to live through. And you're a Virgo, am I right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got that very meticulous, detailed, analytical way, and you're going to analyze everything, like everything.
Which is sometimes
okay.
good, but too bad at the same time.
Exactly. But you know what? What's really cool is that you can break things down. You can literally break down, like, what I envision is, like, taking a computer apart, every single part, and you can put it back together exactly the way it was. Like, that's the ability that Virgos have. They're so perfect. They're so perfect. They're so detailed. And it's just, they're really, really great breaker-downers. Like, they're good, what's that word, enzymes, you know what I mean? They break things
right.
down. And, you know what, you can use that to your ability, you know, you can figure out ways to, sometimes, you know what, people need to be broken down as well, and you can break down people and pick them apart and figure out what makes them tick, you know, and you can bring them to amazing realizations. I think you should try that, maybe, try that out and see if it works, but only the people that are open to it.
Yeah, that's the thing, because, like, my boyfriend, right, I like to point out I'm very critical, he doesn't like it, so I'm like, you know what, you know me for this long, you already know how I am, I can't help it, like, I'm just trying to help you out, in a sense, you know, like, if I notice something is off, I'll tell you, hey, this is off, maybe you can do this next time, you know, I look at it as
Absolutely.
Me doing a service to people, but, whatever.
Sometimes people don't see it that way. They feel victimized. But
yeah, exactly.
You know what? You just have to know deep in your heart that you're just taking note and saying what's on your mind, and that just happens to be on your mind. You notice details like that. And there's nothing wrong with that. Without you guys, you know what? I've been friends with a Virgo for years. Oh, my God. Years. And she picked me apart to no end. And it's because of her that I actually found out who I truly was and how I can use my gifts. And for that, I'm forever thankful. So without the Virgos, nothing could be broken down, I promise. Do you have any questions, hon, or at all? Any questions, comments, concerns, anything?
I don't know. I was glad to hear that you're back, because from the last show I heard, in December, I was like, oh,
that
no.
It was so sad. Oh,
it was so depressing. I'm like, what happened, you know?
Right?
I
know.
I was like, what happened? Because you said something about your laptop broke, and I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, once my laptop broke, man, it was all downhill.
I can understand. That's all your stuff, man. I know.
It was everything. I lost everything, all my songs, all my files. But you know what? So lucky, because I had a guy actually recover a lot of my files.
Oh, wow.
Very excited. It was so nice. So now, of course, I'm back in action and ready to go.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I was like, wow,
well,
that's deep.
I'm so glad you're here and coming back. Of course, I'm going to have this show every week. So make sure you come in, but we do only have a short minute left. So So I want to thank you so much, Therese, for calling in.
No problem.
And hopefully you'll be here next week to share in the joy.
No problem. I'll be here next week.
Great. All right, hon. Have a good night. Thank you again.
All right, you too. No problem. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, hon. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I love her. She's so fun. Oh, my gosh. All right, everybody. Well, this is the end of the show. Oh, what a good show. I love all the people that are here. You guys are amazing. I'm so glad, so grateful that you came here. I could not have asked for a better audience. I love it. I hope that you all decide to make healthier habits and healthier coping mechanisms, as this is a really good one. All we're doing is talking and making each other feel better. That's it. So hopefully you've all learned something, you all have become a little bit more aware, and hopefully you all have learned how to dream. I am out of here wishing you all sweet dreams. I love you all very much. Have a good night.